And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 22nd of May, 2016. It's the birthday of Arthur Conan Doyle, born Edinburgh, 1859, studied medicine at the University of Edinburgh. His favorite professor was Joseph Bell, who taught his students how to make a successful diagnosis through observation and deduction. Doyle went into the practice of medicine after graduating, wrote fiction in his spare time, and in 1887, in the story A Study in Scarlet, he created a character based on his old professor, the detective Sherlock Holmes, who said, "Once you eliminate the impossible, whatever remains, no matter how improbable, must be the truth. Nothing clears up a case so much as stating it to another person." And the person whom Sherlock Holmes stated his cases to, of course, was a doctor, Dr. Watson. Holmes said, "You have a grand gift for silence, Watson. It makes you quite invaluable as a companion." Conan Doyle ended up writing 56 short stories and 4 novels starring Sherlock Holmes, in each of which Holmes demonstrated the powers of deduction. "There is nothing more deceptive than an obvious fact," he said. "It is a capital mistake to theorize before one has data. Insensibly, one begins to twist facts to suit theories instead of theories to suit facts." It was on this day, 1842, 1,000 pioneers headed west on the Oregon Trail, the beginning of what was known as the Great Migration, a trail about 2,000 miles from the Missouri River to the Willamette Valley in Oregon. When the fur traders first discovered the trail in the early 19th century, you could only traverse it on foot or by horse, but by the late 1830s, it was accessible to wagons. And a lawyer in Missouri named Peter Burnett felt the call of the West. He wrote later, "I saw that a great American community would grow up in the space of a few years upon the distant Pacific, and I felt an ardent desire to aid in this most important enterprise." So he organized a wagon train, 300 men, women, and children, 50 wagons. It left Independence, Missouri on this day in 1843. By the time they reached Topeka, the number of people had more than doubled. They encountered herds of bison, villages of prairie dogs, reached Fort Laramie, Wyoming in 40 days, about 670 miles, through the Rocky Mountains, over the Colorado River, through Fort Bridger, Fort Boise, finally arriving in the Willamette Valley 5 months after they had set out from Independence. 4 more wagon trains made the journey the next year, but the trail gradually fell out of use as railroad lines began to crisscross the country, and it was abandoned entirely in the 1870s. Here's a poem for today by Emily Dickinson, "Tell All the Truth, But Tell It Slant." Tell all the truth, but tell it slant. Success in circuit lies, too bright for our infirm delight, the truth's superb surprise. As lightning to the children eased with explanation kind, the truth must dazzle gradually, or every man be blind. A poem by Emily Dickinson, "Tell All the Truth, But Tell It Slant." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.